I'm Savannah Foster, and this is Savannah Gets the Scoop, where I interview your favorite people in sports and get them to answer some of our burning questions like, what's your favorite sushi roll? And what are you currently binging on Netflix? Let's get to it. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I have very dear friend, CJ Rivas, joining us today. How you doing, CJ?
I'm good. What's up, Sav? What's up with you?
Oh, so good to talk to you. I feel like it's been forever.
I know. I missed you.
I missed you, too. I was thinking the other day, I think the last time I saw you in person was down in Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah. We went to First Watch together. Yeah.
Yeah, First Watch. That's what I was trying to think of the name of that spot. That was good. It was like French toast.
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
Good times. Well, you know, get yourself back out to California one of these days and visit.
Yes, I have to. I have to.
But in the meantime, I'll introduce you to the audience just a little bit. You know, CJ spent some time with the Jaguars and the Falcons and now waiting on the next opportunity. What have you been doing to prepare yourself for this next opportunity in the next season?
Really, honestly, I've just been working out nonstop pretty much. But I've just been trying to grow my brand outside of football, you know, because when you're playing football, you don't really think about anything else but football. So the fact that I haven't been able to play for a few months now, it's been making me sit down and just think about, like, what are my other hobbies and other interests, you know, things I want to tap into.
Yeah. So I know you're interested in music. Can you talk a little bit about that and what you've been doing in the music space?
Yeah. Well, I've always loved music, loved doing music. I actually had a group when I was super young, like 11 to 12 years old, actually. But I recently, during quarantine, learned how to record myself and, like, engineer myself and make my own, you know, make my own songs. So, really, I've been doing that nonstop all quarantine. I probably recorded myself over, like, 100 songs already. So, I've just been practicing that, getting better and better. And I feel myself really tapping into another level with that, too. So, I'm excited.
Yeah. So, you talked about recordings. Is it original pieces that you've gotten or is it, you know, other songs that you just enjoy?
Well, I have both. I have some remixes that I do, obviously, for, like, TikTok purposes, but I've made a bunch of songs on my own, too, like my own originals. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm also really interested in this group that you had when you were young. Can you talk about that a little bit more? Was it like a boy band?
I mean, you could call it a boy band, but it was just two of us. It was my best friend, TJ. We call him Money. It was me and him. You know, we were called Bad News. We were like 11 years old, I think.
Did you do, like, performances in front of people?
Our friends and girls, but we had a couple songs out there on MySpace. You know, we were running the MySpace world for a little bit.
Yeah. Is Money still making music also?
Yeah, he is. He is. Money World. Money Two Wise World.
Everybody go check him out. So yeah. I know, obviously, you're interested in the music space, which we talked about, but also you're interested in vintage clothing. And I think that's really interesting because I don't know a lot of people that are interested in that. Where did that stem from? What kind of created that inside of you?
I'm a big 90s R&B type of guy, you know, so like 90s movies, Love Jones, Juice, stuff like that. I've always got my style inspired from movies like that, so I just feel like just tapping into that, and honestly, it's cheaper, you know, than all the other that. So, like, I used to wear, you know, Jordans all the time and high end fashion, but I tap into thrift stores, you know, and I get steals. I can go get a whole outfit for like $30, you know. So I just love it. I love it.
Does it get frustrating to you, kind of digging through all the different clothes to find the look that you've been wanting?
Well, it's crazy to say that because at first, when I first started thrifting, you know, I didn't realize how much time thrifting really takes. But, you know, I've learned to enjoy the process, you know, just like in the ghost, like with football, like you work out, you start to love working out because you see what it does to the end of, you know what I'm saying? You get the results. So I love thrifting just to know that I search all day for one shirt and that shirt made a deal.
Yeah, it's like you work so hard to get the prize at the end of it, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Well, and now you spend a lot of time back and forth between Tampa and Virginia. Where are your favorite thrift stores that you found along the way? Is there anything in particular?
Yeah, definitely. I haven't tapped into any in Tampa yet. So if anybody in Tampa got any thrift stores, y'all let me know. But in Virginia, definitely Rotate, RVA in Richmond. Kicks Boomin' in Richmond. Chilele is another good spot, and Blue Bonnet, I want to say, vintage store too as well. Those are some good ones that I go to a lot.
Okay, awesome. Do you think eventually you'll get into kind of piecing together items for other people, like styling?
I've never really got into that, tapped into that, but I mean, that seems pretty cool. I kind of would think about more maybe just designing clothes myself, mm-hmm. you know, instead of maybe styling people and just make the clothes and let people, you know, do what they want with it.
Yeah, yeah, your creative outlet. I love that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well,
and talking about your personal style, I saw on your Instagram, you said I was way behind the game. I didn't realize you cut your hair. What made you want to cut it?
I'm not going to lie. I just got bored with it. You know, I've always been a person who, like, I need some excitement, you know. I'm a Sagittarius, so they say, like, we always try to do things, you know, outside the box. So I just got tired of my hair, and I was just thinking about what I could do, you know, to switch it up on myself and everybody else. So I just cut it. I didn't even tell anybody, actually. I didn't tell my girlfriend. I didn't tell my mom. I didn't tell nobody.
What did everybody say?
They were surprised, but I mean, they were used to me without hair anyway. So, I mean, I still got my girlfriend, so that's good.
She stuck around.
Yeah, she stuck around.
That's too funny. So what, you know, obviously you said you didn't tell anybody that you did it and you just changed your hair. Did it change how you kind of view yourself when you're out in public? Did it change how people look at you?
Yeah, I would say the dreads definitely make me look meaner. As my girlfriend would say, I look way more meaner, I guess, with my dreads. But then again, I look older without my dreads too. So I mean, I guess I don't know how people would look at me differently, but I just feel more like mature with my haircut. Definitely. Yeah.
More mature. I love that. So you got the music, you have the vintage clothing, you got a fresh haircut, waiting on your new opportunity with the next NFL team. What else is CJ Rivas up to these days?
Man, let me see. What am I doing? Honestly, I'm into crypto right now. I've been studying crypto. I'm into stocks, stuff like that. Just trying to, you know, make a lot of different types of revenue, streams of income, man. So that's what I've been trying to tap into, really.
Yeah, well, that's really interesting right now. I mean, now's the time to learn about it. Are you self-taught, or how are you learning all your education in that space?
Well, crypto, I wouldn't say self-taught. I'm on YouTube a lot, you know, and some of my friends, you know, we all talk about it a lot too. But on the option side with stocks, I follow Aristotle on Instagram. He's a great teacher. So y'all shout out, man, Aristotle, man, on Instagram. Y'all follow him.
Yeah. Well, I love that you're interested in all these different things. And, you know, football wise, I know you said you're staying prepared, you're staying ready. Have you always known you're interested in football?
Yeah, I feel like I've always been a sports type of guy. You know, I wouldn't say I like attention, but I just like being in front of crowds, kind of, mm-hmm. you know. So since I was young, whether it's basketball or football or track. So I just always knew I wanted to do something with sports.
Yeah. Well, I admittedly have never seen any episode ever of Last Chance U, but I heard that that's kind of how you gain a little bit of notoriety. Can you talk about that experience a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I went to JUCO, you know, after I left Virginia Tech after my first year, I went JUCO to East Mississippi Junior College. And what's crazy about it is I had no idea who they were. No, I never heard of JUCO before. I mean, I heard of JUCO, but I never really thought about it before. And I got a call, you know, one day, and the next day I literally drove 12 hours to go to Mississippi.
Wow.
And when I get there, they tell me a Netflix show is going to, you know, come record us. And I'm not really thinking anything of it, you know. I'm thinking it's going to be like some rinky-dink show or whatever. But when they came and they got all the footage and it ended up turning up to be what it came out to be, it was super exciting to see that. It was kind of dope to be a part of that.
Yeah. Have people recognized you from the show?
Yeah, definitely. I don't even feel like I was on the show a lot. But, I mean, people have said they recognize me and they like me on there, you know.
Yeah. And I guess last thing kind of in the football questions here, you know, you spent some time, as I mentioned, with Jacksonville and in Atlanta with the Falcons. What were some of your favorite experiences that you had with both of those teams?
I would say my rookie year with the Jaguars, just being pulled up, you know, and playing in my first actual NFL game, you know, on Sunday, it was crazy. Played the Colts and it was a 1 o'clock game. You know, it just felt like everything I watched on TV my whole life. And just to see the, the flag being rolled out, you know, all those things. It was just super dope. So I think that was probably the coolest thing ever.
I think I read somewhere that that was also your birthday. Is that right?
Yeah, I got pulled up. The game wasn't on my birthday, but I got activated on my birthday, definitely.
Well, what a cool birthday present. And yeah, I know, right? You made some incredible impact on some of your teammates during that time as well. Do you still talk to a lot of your former teammates?
Yeah, definitely. Me and Jalen, super tight. That's my brother right there. Who else? My boy Trey, Herndon, man. I don't want to leave anybody out. Well, you know, all my boys, y'all know who y'all are, man. Y'all know who y'all are.
Yeah, well, that's great. And what were some of your favorite restaurants or different places you visited while you were in each of those cities?
Jack's. Me and the homies, we would definitely go to Fogo de Chão, Texas Day Brazil. That was a lock for us. And in Atlanta, I would say, and that's not a huge spot, but it's like a little wing spot called American Deli that's super popular out there. So I think American Deli was my favorite thing about Atlanta.
Okay. And while we're talking about, you know, wrapping up the sports talk here, who do you have winning the championship in the NBA this year? Who's going to win the finals?
I got the Suns and the Nets going, and I'm going to take the Suns and info.
Okay. All right. Well, I won't keep you all night. I'll let you go here, but I just want to ask you some rapid fire questions. So just say the first thing that comes to your mind. Don't put too much into it. Okay.
Okay, man.
All right. The best rapper of all times.
Drake.
Your favorite current artist.
Drake.
Your favorite TV show.
Saved by the Bell.
Favorite vacation destination?
Maldives.
Have you been there?
I have not.
I love that. I've been wanting to go myself. Your favorite restaurant?
Ruth's Chris.
And what's one piece of advice for the next generation?
Don't take it too serious and enjoy the moment.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time. It's so great catching up with you a little bit. We should definitely do this more often.
Definitely call me sometimes, Ab.
You got it. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.